Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition. Tonight's host is Phil the Thrill Svitek. Joining Phil will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Kevin K-Wow Undergaro, Roxy Rookie Stryer, and Gabby Conti. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 347-855-8269. That's 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Phil the Thrill Svitek!
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore Season 2, second to last episode. I'm Phil the Thrill with my fellow Jersey fans, here to break down everything from tonight's episode. In our special segment, we'll discuss the Shore versus Miami. And plus, we'll get your Jersey news and gossip and hear from other fans, too. Now, Rookie, give us a quick recap.
Okay, so we have Ryder leaving Snooki, who was devastated about it. Everybody couples off at the beach. We've got Ramona and Vinny, Rosario and Pauly D, Sam and Ronnie. Snooki makes everybody leave the club. The situation doesn't play wingman very well. And things turn sour for Sam and Ronnie.
Yes, it does. But, all right, let's start the conversation with us, J-Wow and Snooki. We picked up with them, you know, Ryder had just left Snooki, and Snooki, a week away from being back home, is crying and hysterical about it.
This was a joke. I didn't realize that she was going home in a week. Like, I know next week's the last episode, but it hadn't processed to me until finally Vinny comes out and was like, "Oh, well, you're going to see her in a week, Snooki." And she's hysterical there.
Are they, like, there for... How long are they there for? Is that, like, a month?
I believe they're like, 6 weeks in, I believe, at this point.
Right. That's nothing. That's not, summer camps are longer than that.
Like, have these people ever been away from their homes?
Apparently not. Or gone to college. That's never happened.
Absolutely nothing. And why did we never really see Ryder's face? I mean, we did kind of, but I feel like if I had to tell you what color hair she had, no way. We didn't really see her. Is she,
we
like,
didn't even hear
no,
her
I thought
either.
We did. I mean, it was at the club, you know, she was always, when the situation got up in Snooki's face, it was Ryder who was like, "Oh my God, he's so rude. I can't believe what he just did." You know what I mean?
Well, talking about that, the situation apologizing the next day, how many times can he say sorry? And Snooki's just like, okay, like, just don't do it again.
Did you notice he had dollar bills in his hand, though, when he went to go apologize to her?
What?
Yeah, he was holding cash in his hand. It must have been from, like, something else, but I'm, like, wondering, did he also bribe her? Maybe that's why she accepted it
so quickly.
That
is so awkward. I didn't notice that.
It was really weird.
I don't know. I noticed that, but no way. I mean, what was interesting,
it's
though...
like 20s.
in the previews of last week, you know, we saw that the situation screaming at everyone, and what we saw today was that it was made out to be in last week's episode that it was going to be at Snooki and we were going to have deja vu of that, but instead what it turned out to be was that the situation was defending Snooki.
Right. Mm-hmm. Even though why she needs to be defended there is beyond me. It didn't seem like there was an issue.
No, they're just yelling at each other.
Did anybody get the root of the problem there?
No, I'm pretty sure she started the fight. It seemed like she said they were wannabe Guidos, and that's why she was upset, because she was going to space and it's supposed to be full of Guidos.
She was like, they were looking at me.
They were looking.
Snooki, if I saw you out at a club, I'd probably probably be looking at you too. I'm not gonna lie.
She's wearing the sparkly dress. It's like more appealing. Like you can see it better than a disco ball.
And people know who she is. Yeah. It's not like she's just some foreign person.
And there's a camera crew around her too.
But you know what I thought was really cool though? It was seeing. It's just bizarre to see these people in their home lives, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like the way she acts with Ryder is. Not that Snooki's not real on the show, but that's the real Snooki, you know? Like, you see her, and you see her kind of doing her weird blah, blah, like whatever that was. I didn't really understand it, but it was cute. It was endearing, and I like that she has real friends at home, and there were real people. I know that sounds so ridiculous, but...
But Jinhwell is her friend, too, you know?
Definitely. I mean,
those two are inseparable.
Yeah, they're a great duo.
Yeah, but and also... I was kind of proud of JWoww because I don't know if this is just me being a girl and kind of catty, but I feel like Snooki couldn't have rubbed it in JWoww's face more that she was like, she was like, this is my best friend. This is my best friend Ryder. This is my best friend Ryder. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of times Ryder and Snooki went and did things by themselves and didn't invite JWoww. And it was kind of like when her best friend from home came, she kind of left JWoww in the dust. And JWoww didn't really seem to care much. And maybe I'm just sensitive, but if I had been JWoww, I'd have been like, hey, Snook, when she leaves, I'm the one here. Like,
she was totally third wheeling it the whole time.
Yeah, the entire time.
Well, it felt like they were dating Ryder and Snooki, their relationship.
So is that why, I mean, last week, Snooki invited Sammy to go out with them, and
right.
You think that was the reason so that JWoww wouldn't feel as alone, you know?
No. I think she genuinely wanted Sammy to just get out of the house.
Yeah, she's so depressing, Sammy.
And we'll talk about that later, Jesus. But no, I don't think that. I just think that it was like, I don't know, maybe I'm just being a girl, which doesn't happen as often as you would think, and I'm really girly about things, but I don't know, I would just kind of be like...
Well, JWoww's not really the sensitive type
either, that's true.
Though, so it didn't seem like she really cared.
That's very true.
She just seems like she wants to have a good time and just, you know, chill.
And I love that when Snooki was finally like, oh, I feel like... beep right now, and JWoww was like, oh, do you want to go tanning? That was so cute, and she was like, the things that she thought of to make Snooki feel better were taking her tanning and going to this club called Space.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, by the way, if they love this club so much, why don't they go there ever? Have you heard of Space?
I've never heard of it. Well, I think it's really like the promoter of the club is like, oh, hey, be great if the Jersey Shore comes here, and then like...
No, I feel like all the promoters, we've talked about this before, they don't want the Jersey Shore to come in because you saw what they did when they came this episode. They come in. Snooki thinks somebody's looking at her the wrong way. Situation gets all up in their face. It's like, who would want that at their club? Constantly fight after fight after fight.
But at the same time, if now you remember the place Space, if you're in Miami and you pass by Space, you'd probably go check it out to see what happened.
Yeah, that's true. But just because nobody got hurt or nobody got really messed up doesn't mean that it couldn't happen.
Like, right, that's true.
It's very... ballsy of Tantra and what's the other place they always go to that we talk about?
Bed?
No.
Bed, Karma?
Karma.
Karma, Bed, and...
Karma, Bed,
Such a creative club name.
It's like, I don't know, if I ran these clubs, I would be very hesitant to let this motley crew come in and mess the place up every single night.
They also pay them to come to clubs, like outside of Miami.
Yeah, I know.
Like they pay them lots of money just like...
And Pauly the DJ and all that stuff. No, I know. But I'm just saying, it's like they really do tear the place up.
Yeah, they do.
There's no missing them. Like when they're somewhere, think about all the cameras and all the paparazzi. It's just like... I don't know.
All right. Well, let's... So obviously between JWoww and Snooki, it was a different side. What we definitely saw returning to a side that we've seen before, Sammy and Ronnie. And I'm getting word that Ian Kaiser-Sose, one of our co-hosts, is on the line. Oh. You ready to talk about Sammy and Ronnie once again?
Bring in the Ian.
You there, Ian?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing good. How's Chicago? Good.
Chicago's wonderful. So we got a little Sammy Ronnie action. It's been a couple episodes without any major blow-ups. It seemed like everything was okay, right?
Yeah, and then what happened? Dissect it for us.
Honestly, Sammy just seemed crazy, like, with her reaction. I don't know. Maybe she was dated. What do you guys think?
Oh, my God.
Or maybe she's really intuitive. I mean, she picked up that Asian thing.
Stop it. She is a nut
job. Freudian slips.
This girl is a nut job. There is no denying it. Coming from a girl, if anybody's going to understand her, it's going to be another girl. And I'm looking at you right now, and I can tell you're agreeing with me.
Because she's fucking... First of all, sorry. It means a slip. Sorry. She's slipping.
I feel really bad.
I know. She's fishing for compliments. Like, she could have avoided this whole thing if she wasn't like... I look exotic. Don't I, Ronnie? And then nothing. Don't I?
Okay. The boys go, we like girls that look exotic. Yeah. And she goes, well, I look exotic.
Yeah.
Don't I, Ron? Don't I, Ronnie?
That was insane. That wasn't insane.
And then finally, he agrees to her looking exotic. And she doesn't look anything else. I guess I could see a little Asian, kind of. Yeah, you look Asian, and I love it. Complimenting her. And she walks out of the house. He goes, where are you going? She goes, none of your business where I'm going, with the most amount of attitude I have ever heard her give.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And then goes and cries about it outside. And Snooki was so funny, because it's right. If Snooki had said something mean to Sammy, Sammy wouldn't have she wouldn't be talking to Snooki now. So Snooki kept her mouth shut, but Snooki knew. Oh my God, what is wrong with this freaking psycho
girl? She's out of her mind.
You think it's only because of the last week, you know, that she's feeling, you know, that they're going to have this separation right after or whatever, you know?
They're
like, it's coming
separating.
To them.
They're going back to the same coast.
Yeah, we see
they're
them
20
in the...
minutes from each other.
That's
what is
a long
separation?
Time.
They're dating, aren't
how
they?
How do you fit
day?
In driving when you're GTLing all the time? I don't know how they will possibly see each other, except in the smushing department. It does fit into their schedule somewhere.
It does. Ian, any thoughts? What is
the
motive?
I get the feeling, actually. I can't imagine that the last couple weeks things were that good. I imagine they figured that people would get sick of it if every week was Sammy and Ronnie fighting. So they just kind of tempered what they showed us the past few weeks.
And I felt like they had that blowout tonight, you know. It was like, what, maybe 2 minutes? And then after that, we didn't really see much of it, you know. We see them, MVPs leaving at the end of the night to go out to a club, and then Sammy and Ronnie are on the couch, and he's laying on top of her.
I thought that it was even incredibly nice of him to go outside after her.
Yeah.
He did nothing wrong, and he was chasing after her. Like, that is as far as a boyfriend should have to go.
And his little confessional was so cute after. He's like, I just think that as a boyfriend, I'm just supposed to, like, make her happy.
But sometimes,
and, like,
with her, it's really hard.
He's trying.
But you know what? He shouldn't have to try this hard. Yeah, like he said, sometimes he can be an asshole. Mm. And we all know that, and she knew that getting into it. But really, and sometimes I give him crap, but I think he's a good guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think he's been a good boyfriend post his whole little player stage.
Yeah, and they weren't boyfriend and girlfriend then either. Like,
right.
Now they're official, and he's been good to her.
And when they are official, he's good to her. And she just seems to be the most over-the-top, dramatic human being of all time.
There's not one appealing quality about her.
Do you
think.
Feel like...
Wait. Even in the face of Mike, the situation, who I think has become the second most dramatic person.
He's such a party pooper.
I think Sammy still takes first, though. She is just... I don't even know how to describe it. All I could think was, oh my God. Like, please, will she shut up?
She's giving women a bad name everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's how she acts.
That's what I said,
like,
last
stereotype.
Week.
Stereotype. It's like that women are just emotional and crazy, and that's what she does. Like, and it's, I mean, I don't know. I know she's not every woman, but it's still.
No, exactly, though. She blows up, and everybody's like, see, this is why girls are stupid.
Right, exactly.
That was my man voice. It was
no,
pretty
but
good.
It's, like, really true.
and I don't know. Oh, go ahead, Ian.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but was what Ron was saying when he said, you don't want to go here, was he saying that if she loses him, that basically, like, she wouldn't really have a place on the show, that she's the last connection?
Basically.
So when they go back to Jersey, like,
you know,
she'd
what?
Be completely ostracized.
You know what? He didn't say it that meanly, though. He said it pretty nicely.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I've always been here for you. Who do you have here but me? And it's true.
Right.
Who does she have there but him?
No one.
No one. I mean, she never really had Angelina, even though that was kind of a little fling.
That's so
Snooki's kind of there for her sometimes. It's like, who does this girl think she is? She thinks she's one of those people who thinks that everybody else is always wrong. But she's wrong.
Doesn't everybody, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so, right?
I mean, I'm always right, but besides that, I don't know.
I think it's more just her blowing things out of proportion. And, I mean, they even said, there was a little clip we saw of the after show, and they said, well, she talks about why she's so sensitive. She's so sensitive because she takes everything so personally. Like, calm down, you know?
How can somebody explain why they are
they're
so sensitive?
Yeah, I don't even know. How
well, because my mom's really sensitive, and she taught me to be.
Because I'm a water sign, and, you know, as a water sign, I'm really sensitive.
No, seriously, that's going to be your explanation.
It has to be. Or my birth control is one of them.
All right, well, speaking of couples, and, you know, let's switch gears a little bit to Vinny and Ramona, and Pauly D and Rosaria. I mean, all right, so if Sammy and Ronnie are doomed or not doomed, let's talk about the other couples.
Vinny and Ramona seems like such a fake. I don't believe it. I don't buy it for a second. Vinny's like, I can't keep our hands off each other. It's no, he can't keep his hands off
her. That's exactly what I was saying. He was like, we're finally really into each other. Mm. He's kidding himself. She just doesn't seem to be that into him.
No, she's into. She's a model. She wants publicity anyway. That's why she's on the show.
What was that movie? What was it called? He's just not that into you.
Yeah, he's just not that into you. She's just not that into you,
Vinny. Like,
that's why she didn't pick up the phone.
Yeah, that's why she didn't pick up the phone. And then she finally figured out what the Jersey Shore was and finally showed up. Like, it's not just a coincidence. You didn't get any hotter. You didn't get any cooler.
No.
Even though I do love Vinny.
Oh, he's a sweetheart. Out of all of them, he seems the most real, you know?
Uh-huh. Ian, this must be shattering your world. I mean, to hear this.
I agree with them completely, which actually makes
me feel bad for
Pauly's girl, because Pauly's girl is real and seems like she's kind of getting
played
out.
They are cute. I love them together. I think they're adorable.
I did not think she was going to last for a single second. Mm. This girl kind of, she's got like a little button nose and she's a little like teeny bopper and she's a little kind of wobbles around, you know, and I kind of like her now.
But they're so cute together. When she was dancing and they did a little like fist pump, it was like adorable.
And she, you know what? She seems like somebody who's very drama-free, just kind of chill, goes to the beach, does whatever. Like, she's a little teeny bopper and I didn't mind that. But going back to the Ramona. I was going to say, sorry to the short boys in the world. My brother happens to be one of them, so I have sympathy for you guys, but I hate watching taller girls with shorter guys.
It's awkward.
I can't help it. I know that's wrong.
Well, what is short? I mean, I'm fine.
I don't think he's that short. I think she's, like,
she's
abnormally
just really
huge.
Tall. Like, she needs to be with, like, a basketball player or something, because it just looks awkward when she wears heels. She also has no body, so
no
it's like...
No boobs. You see those kind of this, like, shot, like...
Yeah, she's, like, a long, tall twig machine going on there.
Yeah.
And he's like not so short, but looks short next to her. Mm-hmm. More of a build. I don't know. They just look awkward together. I feel like he needs a smaller, voluptuous girl.
Yeah. Snooki,
what do you say,
Snooki? I thought they were kind of cute.
Well, together. I'm prone to them. I'm definitely on that team, but I don't think it's going to happen. Mm. My fingers are crossed, but I don't think so. But I could see him with somebody more like Pauly D's girl.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk Pauly D and his girl. I mean, what is going on? He's with her, but he's also...
But he's so mad that he's, like, not getting any... Or not putting it in, as he says.
Yeah. I mean, he is getting quite sexually frustrated this episode.
Yeah, why doesn't he just call her up?
I think that she is a little prude. I think she's trying to save herself, which is why he keeps coming back for more. Lessons to all the females.
She never slept over, did she?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
And if she did, I don't think they slept together. Which is good, because, as you see, he can very easily get laid, except for this week.
Yep.
Where we ran into a couple issues.
The situation became a situation. Cockblock.
Well, yes. All right. So speaking of the situation, obviously the big through line of this episode was the situation in Pauly D, wingman and pilot. Everyone says the wingman. What is the other term then? If one's a wingman,
the main man.
No, the main man.
The main attraction.
No, but it's not even that. They're both winging for each other. A wingman is a team. Like, they're one wings for one and one wings for the other.
Is
you know?
It? I thought it was one wingman.
Yeah, but like he was being his wingman, but it wasn't like he didn't have a girl. Like, they're both winging for each other.
No, but like usually the wingman is the one. If you're looking for someone, your wingman helps you get that person.
Yeah, absolutely. But it wasn't like, yeah. So if Pauly D had just had one girl and was like, oh, Sitch, I need you to wing for me. And Wing had to, and he had to find another girl. But Pauly D literally set up two girls, two nights in a row.
All right, well, we have a caller, Corey, on the line, and not Corey from our engineer booth, and here ready to offer an opinion. Corey?
Hi. I just wanted to say that about the situation. I love the show because of the situation. I love watching him trying to get the girls and send them home, but these past 2 weeks are really disappointing me in his behavior. I don't know why. His behavior is always terrible, but this week is just terrible.
I think he's realizing
he's
how
old
he is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
How old is he?
I guess he's like 29 or 28.
I think he's not old, though. Yeah, he just, like, acts old.
Wait, so what did you love? What did you love so much about the situation that you feel like is gone now? What was it about him, the redeeming qualities?
Because he was so funny, even though he's, like, an asshole, but I thought that was so funny. I felt like, I didn't feel like I could be his friend for some strange reason. Like, I would love to, like, sit around the room and talk to him and have him talk about girls, and I'll laugh.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but this week, it's like, because he's acting like a dick and not trying to be a friend to Polly and crying, it just turned me off. I don't know why. Like,
I mean, you don't think...
Then again,
you don't think that's a sort of a smart play? I mean, you know, sometimes as a guy, if you know you're not going to get anywhere, especially if it's a one-night stand, you know, you'd rather just get it over with. And
That's just so sad.
It's
a
lie, too, so...
What about establishing a connection, being friends?
That is so rude.
Establishing connection with your one-night stand?
It doesn't have to be. Yeah. If she says she's not DTL, then might as well... Or DTF, DTF, sorry,
DTF.
Right?
Yeah.
Got the GTL and the DTF mixed up. Then, like, you know, obviously, like, it's a person. They're there. Might as well get to know them.
And the first girl, the brunette girl that was like, oh, I don't really hook up or whatever, she was kind of cool. She was like, do you want to go in the hot tub? Yeah. Do you want to hang out? And he was just a dick.
He called her a grenade. I thought grenade means they're ugly. She was really pretty.
Yeah.
So what? Go ahead.
I said the other one was a grenade, the one with the red dress.
Yeah,
I thought so.
That girl was nasty.
And then she was a bad friend, too. When her friend left, she was kind of like, oh, well, I'm just going to stay.
But
there.
I mean, looking at it from the situation's point of view, you don't want to get blue balls from all this. You're going into the hot tub.
Come on. You can go without sex for one night. If your boy is going to get laid, you don't just up and make these girls leave.
Yeah, let him have his thing. I mean, how long is it? Probably doesn't last that long.
He's so selfish.
I will admit he's a bit selfish, but yeah. I'm just giving his perspective.
You know what? I wish that K-Wow was here right now to help us out, because he also is somebody who said from the beginning that the situation, he could see him being boys with the situation. You know, they could be friends and hang out. And it's like what you're saying. I feel like... there's no defense for him this week. Mm. There's nothing I can really say about it at this point. It's like so rude.
Do you think maybe he has a crush on Polly? Because it seems like each time it's like he just is really happy to go to bed with Polly in the room with him without girls.
And watch Netflix.
Yeah, right? A little weird. Yeah.
It's not that. It's just that he's kind of creepy in this weird older man. Not old
he's
guy,
very much
but
like the
older.
Dad of the house. Like
he cooks the meals and makes
but
sure
Pauly
they all
D's
come home.
Older.
Older Pauly than the situation?
Older than Pauly D is technically the oldest.
Really?
Of the
no.
Group. Yes.
No.
I don't know. Maybe by months, but yes, he is.
No way. Wow. I thought that the situation
no,
was...
No, no, no.
The situation needs to invest in some moisturizer and fix that face.
Are you sure about that?
I'm almost positive. Corey, do you know by any chance?
No. I would think I'm right, so I would think the situation was older, because I'm pretty sure I saw 29 somewhere.
But I know the situation is around 29, but I think Pauly D's also
so.
29, but older by a few months.
Is older.
I have a theory
really
the situation is 50.
Okay. Elaborate. Give us a little more.
I don't know. He just acts like it. He has the skin of it. Like, and then also, I love how he goes to get his hair cut, but there's no hair. What is he cutting?
Every time. And he gets his little designs in the side.
Yeah. Like, there's like, he keeps doing so many of them. There's like nothing on his, it's just crazy to me. I don't know. I think he's 50. That's my theory.
Okay. Let's look. Pauly D, born on July 5th, 1980.
Okay. I'm 87. Yeah. I'm 23.
Yeah.
So, does that help?
No. Well, he's 30 in July.
30, yeah.
No, he's 30 as of July.
Yeah.
So, I guess, yeah, he's older. You know what? That's so weird to me, because I always thought he was, like, 25.
No, Pauly D, no. No, he just comes off that way. You know? Mm-hmm. He takes care of himself.
Yeah.
So we've discussed a little bit, you know, the first girls. Let's talk about the Canadia girls, or how do they refer to them?
Oh.
We got some girls from
Canadia, or
yeah,
what he said? Something that was definitely not Canada, but yeah. We got it.
it was Canadia.
Canadia. Oh,
thank you, Corey, in the booth.
I mean, Corey, let's hear your take on them. You know, getting these two girls and then seeing what happened with them.
What happened with them? What happened? That the one with the big boobs and
the other one, and we find out one's
really...
a sister of the other one, and she's apparently engaged.
But wasn't she making out with the situation earlier?
A little bit.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't understand it. Were they both right? I didn't understand why they even came home with them. The one had a fiance. What do they think they're going to do? Are they just trying to get
well,
on the
no,
show? Just
the,
to have a little FaceTime?
In the club, they thought they were DTF, because remember, like, the girls were all over them.
And when did it become socially acceptable to ask somebody if they're DTF?
Yeah. Seriously?
Right.
That's the worst pickup line ever.
Like, okay, Corey, so you're out in a club, and even, say, the hottest person comes up to you, and comes up to you and goes, hey, baby, are you DTF? Turn on or turn off?
Turn off, not in a million years.
That's what I'm saying. Not in a million years.
That would be really funny if that was a joke.
I would punch the person in the face. I would completely slap them. Like, are you kidding? Well, I was until you said that.
If you were paying close attention, there was a few sound bites. I don't think they specifically, like, I think they made a joke of, you know, are you DTF? And they said yes. But there are a few sound bites of them in the cab as they're driving, you know, and the situation is like, oh, are you going to end up in my bed? And she's like, yeah. You know, so that response says, yeah, they're DTF. Well, and then it turns out they're not. I mean, what is...
Come on, that is so embarrassing and awkward. It was like these poor girls, and one walks in the cab and he's like, damn, she's not wearing any underwear. And I'm like, oh my God, this poor girl. Oh, are you DTF? Like, what is she going to say? No, I'm not DTF. I'm so sorry. Drop me off at my house.
Like, does she know what it means, though? Because they're not watching the show. They don't know the terminology, you know?
I think DTF's common knowledge now.
Now it is? Okay.
I don't know.
All right, so... So what do we think about Pauly D and the situation in terms of, like, is there a future now? You know, Pauly D, as soon as we get back with the Canadian girls, he's like, oh, no, this is deja vu again. And earlier in past episodes, K-Wow predicted that Pauly D and Vinny would make a great team.
Yeah, you saw that.
Are we seeing the breakup of Pauly D in the situation in your mind, Corey?
I think so. Situation. He's just, these past couple episodes, he's acting really funny. I don't know, maybe it's because it's the end of the, they're about to leave or what. He's getting antsy and wants to go back home. But I think so, because Vinny is sweeter. Both, I think they can play it better together because they're both the nice, cool, sweet guys. I think they can get better, more girls that way. Situation is getting way too aggressive. I think it's not working.
We got a little hint of it today, you know, when the next day Pauly D is in the kitchen with Vinny, and he says,
Vinny,
so he can find him.
And he said that situation was like, couldn't get with this girl, and then was like, oh, she was a total grenade. As we see Pauly D explaining this to Vinny, we see the situation talking to J-Wow being like, oh, this girl was so gross. That was really funny to me.
Yeah, Ian, you still on the line with us?
Yeah, can I present a theory to you guys that I've been thinking about today?
Have you been working it out?
Go ahead, Ian.
This, you know, with Mike kind of having a dark energy, and then I started really thinking about it when Snooki wanted to go home. I was thinking they're probably working a few hours, maybe, in the gelato shop. I don't think it's a full-time job.
They weren't even there this episode.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're literally boozing every single night for weeks and probably 2 months or so, 3 months, however long they're there. What kind of toll do you think that takes on them, like, physically, emotionally?
No, you know what?
College.
I mean, is there, like, literally their breakdown at this point that they've been through so much of this that
I can give
they don't
you...
let Snooki can't stand it?
I can give you a first-hand account.
College, Roxy. Let's do what you
that's,
think.
That's what I was about to say. So I think that, first of all, not only are they used to it from their previous lives, it's not like these people were little bookworms and then all of a sudden they got put on the show The Jersey Shore. My theory is that they were probably out 5-6 nights a week anyway in their normal lives. I'm probably out about 5-6 nights a week as it is. And you know what? Yeah, some mornings I wake up and if you try to talk to me, I'll bite your head off. But by mid-afternoon, the nighttime, definitely can go to the beach, definitely can go out drinking again. Because if your body's used to something, you're used to it. It's not like all of a sudden the situation is going out so much and he doesn't know how to deal with it. And yeah, he's been doing it consecutively for a long time. And probably because he can see the end and he sees that he's almost about to go home and he's
going home, he's going to go on Dancing with the Stars right after that.
All right.
So maybe
right.
that's in his head. Also, he wants to be an actor. I've heard this. Like, you know, that could
be his
head,
too. Yeah,
he's
got a lot going on. He's got a lot to deal with. And also, he has a reputation to uphold. And, like, you know, everybody kind of thinks of him as the dad, but also as the douchebag. And he doesn't want to seem soft. He doesn't want to let these girls stay in his room when they're not DTF. So I don't really think it has much to do with the fact that they've been out every night. But I see what you're saying there, though. Maybe.
I mean, yeah, Corey.
Well, certainly, by the way, Mike, in the situation's future, regardless of anything, he definitely deserves a cooking show, I think.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
For all that he puts into that, at least a cookbook.
Yeah, I would prefer that than his abs video.
We're going to need Elizabeth to come back and make a name for it. She's good at making names for the show.
Yeah, she is. That's Lizzie Kay, one of our other correspondents on the show. But all right, so why don't we any last thoughts on the matter, Corey?
No, I think I got everything out. I'm all minted out for today.
Good all having right. you, Corey.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us. Great. Keep tuning in. All right. So,
all right. Thanks.
Thank you. So let's discuss. You know, we're almost at the end, and let's talk about New Jersey, the shore, versus Miami, the shore. You know,
right?
Like, how do we feel? Like, has it shaped the? What was sort of better? What had a better vibe?
Is there much of a difference?
The only difference I see is between the dynamic of the group,
right?
Because, okay, well, at the beginning of this season, we had the Ronnie and Sam fiasco where they weren't together, and that was very different from last year where they seemed to be together the majority of the time, mm-hmm. even though there are ups and downs. And I think that JWoww and Snooki were a lot stronger together this year. And last year I didn't really look at them as a twosome, but now I really did. We had Angelina on for the season, which is a really big difference. I mean, she backed out early, but we barely even got to know her first season.
Right.
So I think she brought a lot to the table. Not always in the best way. And the situation this year, completely different, 180 from last year.
Absolutely.
I don't know what you guys think about the situation specifically, but he was way more calm and cool last year. And this year, all of a sudden, it's like so tight.
And then also, I find that he has to say the situation at least 10 times per episode.
It's like they're trying to brand themselves.
He's too self-aware, I feel. Like,
absolutely.
Last time, he wasn't aware. And I think that's why he was so fun. And now that he has all these like products, I feel like he's just really into himself, mm-hmm. and he knows what he's doing, and it ruins the joke because he can't be in on the joke.
Right.
He's in on it. It's like he's not fun to watch anymore.
They're all very cocky at this point.
Right.
So it's changed definitely the way that we look at them because it's changed the way they look at themselves.
Even Snooki is like, has these like, I feel like she thinks about her one-liners more when she would just say what she wanted to say.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like the first season, it was really them because they didn't know who else to be.
Right.
And this season, we've all made them into characters.
Mm-hmm.
The audience looks at them, we put a description on them, and now they're just looking to kind of fill that description.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty much...
Yeah, but just to sort of go back to Sammy and Ronnie, you know, what we got the first season, you know, as characters was that they like each other, but what was fun for me was when they themselves got into arguments, but as a couple got into arguments with other people and Ronnie would fight. Now, we have not seen, I don't think we saw Ronnie fight once.
Yeah.
Or not, you know, maybe
well, he would, like, fight for Sammy, right?
Yeah.
And now he, like, doesn't. He's
yeah, now
quiet.
He doesn't do that. And that's what made season one
mm-hmm.
Is he
good for
less?
Me.
Is that it?
I don't know.
Because when he drinks, he gets crazy. And I haven't seen crazy Ronnie yet. And you could tell it's, like, in his eyes. Like, and they talk about it. Like, the dance he does, how he moves. I know.
Yeah. And what do we think about the location? Did that have any sort of change?
From someone who's been to both areas, I feel like in terms of, like, the people there and the situation, like, the setting of it, it's very similar, you know?
Yeah.
There's not much difference besides maybe it's a little hotter.
Yeah. No, I didn't...
Miami's, like, supposedly more glamorous, but...
Well, it seems like at the Jersey Shore, they walked around a lot more. Now they got Escalades, obviously. We saw that funny bit with the situation's car getting towed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I feel it is a little bit different dynamic, whereas that was sort of more microcosm, you know? They had to walk everywhere.
Well,
here,
and they were comfortable at the Jersey Shore. That's another big factor that we saw with Snooki this episode, was that because their family was there. Remember, their family came to visit. Now their family isn't visiting them, and that's
and
really
their
important.
Friends.
And their friends. It's harder to make the trip to Miami.
Yeah, for the 6 weeks,
the
as
six,
you're saying,
those,
not
those
even
long,
a, those
horrible,
not even summer
weeks.
Camp that 6-year-olds
yeah.
do.
I went to eight-week summer camp when I was 9. Come on, people.
I know. But honestly, I think that the job, no difference.
No,
the gelato
Actually,
versus
I think gelato is easier than t-shirts because, like, you could, you know.
But I don't. It didn't make a difference for the viewing at all. I didn't think the location really made much of a difference. Both have beaches. Both have trashy people. Both have bars and clubs that stay open until you leave.
And the clubs look the same, too. Like, I'm almost pretty set.
I know.
Ian, what are your thoughts on
I think to have this conversation, you have to bring up last night's episode of South Park. I'm not sure if any of you caught it.
We're about to get to that.
And I
wonder if the fact that it's being parodied so much, and that, like you guys are saying, they've become caricatures of themselves, how they expect us to view them, how they look, is that that's what really could have the effect, rather than the milieu, you know? So I think it's more how
Absolutely.
We view them.
So, Ian, give us a quick recap
of
South Park.
That's what I was
going to
say. I know I'm a loser, but I didn't even watch.
I saw a clip of it. I didn't see the whole thing, but yeah.
I actually did my homework, and I saw it, Ian, but please.
Okay, I've got real homework to do. I'm in college.
Basically, the Jersey Shore. People from Jersey, housewives of New Jersey, Jersey Shore members, start taking over the Midwest, and they're kind of annexing further and further into the country. And until they get to Colorado, and South Park tries to stop them from their spread of turning everyone in, making everything the Jersey Shore.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
And we saw a few of the characters. We saw the situation there. We saw
Snooki.
We saw D-Def. We saw Snooki.
Snooki is this golem-type monster
who
kind of jumps from building to building and tries to hump everything that comes within a few feet of her.
On Twitter, she loved it. Did you see her tweets about it?
No, what did she say?
She's tweeting about it on Twitter. She's like, we made it, kids. We finally made it. We're on South Park. And now she's trying to get on Family Guy, too. She's tweeting about, like, I'm watching Family Guy on Adult Swim. I love Family Guy. Oh, it would be really great if the Jersey Shore was on Family Guy. Like, she doesn't get that she's a joke.
You know what? I don't know if it's that she doesn't get it or she just doesn't care.
She thinks it's fame.
She thinks any publicity is good publicity. And for her, it kind of is, you know? Like, there's not much hope she really has. I mean, she is who she is, and there's no way she's going to be known as the classiest or the best actress. Like, she is who she is, and I think it's good that she can embrace that.
Yeah, well, I guess that's good.
Okay, well, on that note... we're sort of getting into our news and gossip section, so why don't we pick it up there.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What do you got for us, rookie?
Last night, South Park aired its parody episode of Jersey Shore. After the show, the real Snooks went on a Twitter page and wrote, Snooki wants smush smush. I'm going to have nightmares tonight. LMAO. We've officially made it. Good night, my bitches. Check out the episode at southparkstudios.com. We just went over this one. I think we're good.
Yes, I think, well, you guys definitely have to check it out. So go on southparkstudios.com.
Worth my time.
Yeah,
definitely
I'll watch
worth
it,
your
for
time.
Sure. Yep.
I love that she says smush smush. Mike the Situation was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars on Tuesday night. There were rumors that he might have stormed off because of how irritated he was at the result. However, Karina Smirnoff, his dance partner, told MTV that the reports are wrong. The Situation appeared on Jimmy Kimmel later that night, where he shared his feelings on the situation, stating that what you gonna do? I try my best. Obviously, I'm not a dancer. We all know that. I wasn't dancing with professionals. It was dancing with the situation. Him and Karina are the fourth couple to get eliminated.
I know he refers to himself the third person.
I know.
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
It threw me off for a second. I was like,
My mom voted for him for Dancing with the Stars. So
I hear he was terrible. You know, yeah. I didn't even watch because I heard my mom thought he was awful.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we dissected him a bunch of times and, you know, on Jimmy Kimmel, too, he said, you know, it was a nice side of people to get to see him apart from the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've obviously discussed him on the show. What else you got?
Despite being eliminated, the Situation isn't worried about keeping busy. He's starting an exercise DVD called The Situation Workout. He'll also appear in vitamin water commercials, vodka ads, and a new line of apparel called Dilligaff Couture.
Is that what he gave
he
the girl?
Even has an iPhone app that's selling well. Dilligaff stands for, what is it, do I look like I give a beep?
Oh, that's so funny.
Isn't that funny?
I'm interested in this iPhone app. I mean...
it's great. Have you heard about this?
It's GTL.
Yeah,
it $5. Gives you, you pay for it, and you can go on, you click GTL, and it tells you the places, the closest place you can tan, closest place you can go to the gym, and the closest place you can get your laundry
done. I was in need of that the other day for tanning.
Ian, that's a game changer for us, right, Ian?
I'm gonna bake. I'm gonna go and bake and get a nice tan on.
All right. On Monday's Nightline, the situation denied reports of steroid use, told Chris Connolly, steroid look is definitely a bulkier look. I have a more thin, lean look, and I don't judge. If somebody's going to take steroids, that's their prerogative and their body. I'm worried about taking care of myself, working out, and taking my body to the best it could.
By tanning it incessantly.
By getting skin cancer in the tanning booth. The National Enquirer got a hold of the divorce documents filed by the situation's parents, according to which the couple was violent towards each other and had no hesitations showing it in front of their kids. The allegations between the couples go so far to say that the situation's father, Frank, threatened to kill his wife, Linda. Frank apparently told the kids that he wanted to see the expression on the mother's face when he stabbed her and cut her into pieces. Because Linda spent the majority of their married life being beaten, she said it came to a point where she believed the beatings were part of her life. Linda wasn't just a submissive wife, though. She also had tried to hurt Frank by telling him she'd be happy to go out and find someone else to have sex with. Family source told the Enquirer, "The Sorrentinos were the most dysfunctional family I ever met. Mike's father had a bad temper and the mom was a sharp tongue. They butted heads and they were explosive."
Whoa, that's some heavy news right there.
Oh, my God. That explains this episode.
I smell reality show, guys.
Yeah.
That's the follow-up.
It makes me sad, though, to hear that.
You know what? It's like you look at him, he seems really, except for the past couple episodes, he seems happy. He seems like a good kid.
I bet you this was going on, though, when they were shooting. Probably, you know, this has been on for a while. So.
He has siblings, right?
He does.
He has a sister and a
two brothers.
Oh, yeah,
and
we've met the sisters come on.
There's that picture of them with turtlenecks, which is adorable.
You never know what happens behind closed doors. It's scary.
It's really scary. It's sad.
Well, on a lighter note, DJ Pauly D will be going to a European Music Awards in Madrid on November 7th to be an official presenter. The performing lineup for the award includes Shakira, Katy Perry, Kings of Leon, Kid Rock, Linkin Park, and Kesha. Hosting the awards will be Eva Longoria Park.
Is this Parker?
Yeah, Eva Longoria Parker.
The only time you'll ever see an award show.
we talked about this last week. Sick lineup there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I feel like he's going to be having a ton of fun, you know? And for a kid like that, I don't think he's been anywhere international. This will be going to Spain.
Oh, this is so exciting,
you know,
for him,
kid from Rhode Island.
I hadn't thought about that.
It's like the MTV Awards, but just in Spain.
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
It's just news.
I've never heard of them before. I didn't think it was a thing.
Can we watch? Where can I watch?
In Spain.
J-Wow has entered the world of wrestling. She's guest starring tonight on the wrestling program Total Nonstop Action Impact. There's a preview only with her being insulted about her very fake dollar store fun bags by a Snooki lookalike. However, she will not actually be wrestling.
No one's ever actually wrestling.
Yeah. What does that even mean? She'll probably pull somebody's hair.
You definitely know I have that DVR.
It's a great place for her, though.
Oh, on your DVR? It's already recording?
Oh, it is.
Snooki will hold a charitable autograph signing as a part of her community service sentence. E! Online reported that she will spend 3 hours signing autographs at the Seaside Heights Community Center this week, with a $10 contribution per autograph proceeds going to Donations of Love, an animal charity that she supports.
That's not community service. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think it's sweet.
Why does she get off easy?
Most people pay money. You have to pay money or, like, pick up trash, and she gets to sign autographs.
She's doing what she can, then.
Okay.
In an earlier show, we reported that Snooki will have a dating show. Well, it looks like she may have found a guy without the assistance of a dating show. Reports say that she is dating Gioni LaValle, who isn't a typical gorilla. Despite that, the two seem happy. Snooki even tweeted, "My dad and Boo are bonding."
Aww. How nice. But what if the reality show then? No future
Snookin'
for that?
Snookin' for Love. I love the title of it.
I know.
Snookin' for Love.
We'll see if this turns out to be the
reality show. Canceled.
Jersey Shore has inspired Lifetime to create its own reality show on a different East Coast boardwalk. A show called Brighton Beach is about a group of Russian Americans living in the Coney Island era of Brooklyn. Unlike Jersey Shore, the cast for the show will be multi-generational to better speak to Lifetime's audience.
Snooze fest.
And who is going to watch this? Who is Lifetime's audience again?
Old people?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Let's not make fun of Grammy and Papa.
I mean,
maybe he'll watch.
That's not like a Lifetime original movie. That's why you watch Lifetime, for the original movies, not to see them make a reality show.
Ian, any thoughts on Brighton Beach?
I'm a fan of any ethnicity that has trash, and if the Russians have some awesome trash,
oh god,
no way.
Television.
No way.
We're gonna see some old people cursing. There it is. Well, and that's the AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for this week.
Woo.
Some juicy stuff there.
Yeah, very juicy.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, well, I hate to say it, but next week is our season finale of Jersey Shore, episode 13.
Means, boom, we got collisions. What I mean by that is we see Polly calling JWoww fake and Snooki telling JWoww and Ronnie and Sam fighting and the situation with two girls in one stall. That's not two girls, one cup. That's two girls, one stall.
At a club.
That is some collision.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say about any of this.
Who will cry first?
Sammy.
Sammy, obviously. She'll cry if like anything happens. It's screening. She'll cry.
But what male will cry first?
I don't know. Ian, thoughts on next week's episode, Ian?
I'm looking forward to them eating frogs, it looks like. But is that's a special, or is that... What's the story with that?
Frogs?
Them eating frogs? Where did you see this, Ian?
Did you change channels somehow?
No, they're filming the Jersey Shore on a trip.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw that. It looked like they were outdoors in the wilderness, and then Snooki said something to the camera. She was like, someone's going to get hurt. It's not going to be me or something, right? Or making that up.
That precisely.
Yeah.
And what? It looks like it was a second.
Oh, interesting. Oh, so you think they're gonna bond at the woods because they want to get away from it all and not be going to Tantra Bed or the other place or even enter outer space?
I think they're gonna find the local club wherever they go and they'll turn it into a
even
party.
In the woods.
I don't think the woods and hangovers mix.
No, seriously. Wait, but going to the Polly calling JWoww fake and Snooki telling her, what did that look like to you guys?
That's true, though. I mean, she has a fake boob, so she technically is fake, right?
What do you mean a fake boob?
She has fake boobs.
She only has one?
No, boob, sorry.
I was like, one fake boob. Yeah, but you know what? We've seen at this point, the worst thing you can do is go and tell somebody what somebody said. It's just, like, so dramatic, so unnecessary. They got on Angelina's case about this all the time. Vinny almost did it earlier in the season. It's like, why cause the drama? This is your last episode, your last week. Just chill out, please.
Yeah, I mean, I need a nice, like, you know, after this whole ride, it's been 12 episodes for me, so I need a nice, like, all right, let's get me out slowly so that I'm not in shock and therapy until the next one.
I know, like,
so Jersey Shore makes you go to therapy?
when it's not on, yes.
Well, it made Angelina go. It could make Fella Throw go. Okay, what about the Ronnie and Sam fight? Where is this going?
I hope they just call it quits. Just makes me depressed.
You mean break up?
Yeah, I hope they break up. I think they should.
No way. That won't happen.
It's not going to happen.
Because they're still together. We know that from, like, the paparazzi, that they're still dating.
So when they come back and we see them next season, they're going to be together. It's going to be annoying.
She sucks the life out of him. The two of them look so miserable together.
But I will say she does look really pretty recently.
Yeah, because she, like, drops, like, so much weight. You know?
I know. That's what TV does to you. What about this two girls, one stall situation?
Two girls, one situation?
Two girls, one situation.
I'm happy he's being social again. That's all. I have to say,
you know, Situation is happy when he's getting ass.
And he's getting attention. I think that's the bottom line.
And when Situation is happy, we're all happy, including Corey from earlier today.
Oh, right.
Corey will be happy with that. If you're still listening, Corey, I hope you put a smile on your face.
Yep. And on that note, that means that's all the time we have for today.
I can't believe next week's our last episode.
I know.
I'm gonna cry.
So we have Gabby first time here with us.
She was great.
Classy Conti, as they like to call her back home.
I call myself that.
Don't you have a show coming up?
Yeah, I do stand up. I'm doing a show on Elderberries on Sunset tomorrow.
Let's all go see her.
Should be fun.
Hell yeah. The vegan restaurant.
Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer Corey Sheehan, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com or buzz into our Twitter account or Facebook page by searching AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitch!
Never gets old.
Never.